With our news today, as we check into the news center, here's Dave Jarvis.
Thank you, Frank. Jefferson County voters say no to a bond to repair and upgrade three Culver schools. An article in the Bulletin says two-thirds of the ballots cast went against the $14.5 million proposal. And the race to replace ousted District 1 Congressman David Wu was down to two candidates. Democrat Suzanne Bonamici and Republican Rob Cornelis won easy victories in their respective primary elections last night. The two will meet in the January 31st general election. Several former Bend mayors are behind an effort to stop the city's nearly $70 million surface water improvement project. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blair talked with one of them.
Supporters will be delivering petitions with 1,000 signatures to the city council on Thursday. Former Mayor Alan Bruckner supports the effort to put the project on hold.
It's kind of a rush to judgment. The staff and the consultant are pushing the city council to make fast decisions and without all the alternatives being known to them.
Bruckner says petitioners feel counselors did not adequately investigate cheaper alternatives to improving the Bridge Creek water system, where half our groundwater comes from. They also feel the consultant's recommendation to move forward with the project is not impartial, since they stand to make money as engineer on the project. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110. KBND.
Bend Lapine school board members expressed their concerns and support for the district's new bonus pay plan. The district is taking part in a national study examining whether performance bonuses for teachers result in better student learning. Teachers and principals at half of the participating schools will be eligible for bonuses of up to 15%. The other half will receive across-the-board 1% bonuses. Some board members say they support the idea but are equally concerned that not all schools get to participate. An article in the Bulletin says federal guidelines have eliminated 9 district schools from the program. Bend's search for an assistant city manager goes back to square one. City manager Eric King has decided he doesn't like any of the 5 finalists up for the job, including former Deschutes County Administrator Dave Kanner. City officials interviewed 3 retired government workers from Oregon and California who could fill the position on an interim basis. Justine Finestone is the communications manager for the city of Bend.
With all the projects the city has on its plate and all the work that needs to be done, it's critical that we fill that role now. And so Eric feels that the interim method is going to be the best for the city at this point.
The city hopes to name an interim assistant city manager by the end of the week. They'll then start a new national search for a permanent replacement. The defense rests in the Stephen Blalock murder trial one day after it started. The jury is expected to begin deliberations later today. The defense called 13 witnesses, but Stephen himself did not take the stand. Blalock claims he killed his wife, Lori, in October 2010 in self-defense. Selco Credit Union has about 12,000 members in Deschutes County, and that number is growing rapidly, due at least in part to anger against big banks. Selco spokesperson Laura Illig says they saw twice as many new customers than usual on Saturday, the official bank transfer day. She believes the trend of people moving from big banks to credit unions and community banks will continue.
Yes, it was a day or a sort of a period of time where there was a focus on this, but I think with this whole Occupy movement and a focus on where are my dollars going? I think just consumers overall are really rethinking their decisions and thinking to themselves, you know what, I have a choice about where I can keep my money and where I choose to do my financial services with, and I'm going to choose a place that's local.
Illig says she believes that what started as a negative reaction to big banks will grow into a positive movement as word of mouth takes over. Selco has 4 branches in Central Oregon, and like Mid-Oregon Credit Union, has seen big numbers of new customers over the last 5 weeks. The St. Charles Foundation faces challenges like everyone else in this economy. The foundation's executive director, Lisa Dobie, says the function of the foundation is to ensure the St. Charles family of hospitals have the tools they need to provide excellent patient care.
They're the ones who really identify what those needs are out in the community. And then part of our job is to go back out and say, okay, is there philanthropic support for the programs that the hospital needs? And so, of course, some of the funding comes through medical reimbursement and things like that. But St. Charles is, at the end of the day, a nonprofit and really depends on that philanthropic support.
The foundation this Friday holds a black tie fundraiser, the Saints Gala, going to be at the River House. Contact the St. Charles Foundation to get more information. For these stories and more, check us out online at kbnd.com. Instant updates on breaking news when you follow us on Twitter. Our next local newscast comes up at 6:35. I'm Dave Jarvis. News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.